今天讲的话的确是甚深啊，可能前者会一愣一愣的啊，一愣一愣的。
So the Dharma that we're going to talk about is indeed quite profound. So it may be a cause of some, a little bit of confusion.
那我们前两次讲什么？无念、无作、真空、妙有啊。
So previously, in the previous two discussions, we have talked about no thought, the uncreated.True emptiness and wondrous existence.
那有时候我们会觉得，真空是什么东西啊？那妙有是什么东西啊？那无念是什么东西啊？无作是什么东西？那我今天我想我用心啊，我们用这个我们现前这个心来解释它，可能跟我们的经验就会搭上关系。
And so many of us, we may be wondering, so what is it exactly? Is true emptiness or wondrous existence? We keep talking about no thoughts and the uncreated, but what are they exactly? So instead, today, I'm going to go into details and talk about our mind, and hoping that will help us make the whole concept become more concrete.
那这边其实可以讲，就是无念、无作、真空、妙有、真如、涅槃、般若菩提，全部都是心。
So in another word, we can say that no thought, the uncreated, true emptiness, wondrous existence, nirvana, true suchness, non-abiding, all of these and prajna, all of these are.The mind is the mind itself.
那心，心是什么？心就是你们现前正在听我讲的话，这个心。
What is the mind? So mind is whatever that you're using at this very moment to listen to this lecture. That is your mind.
所以它就跟你的生命经验是结合在一起的。
So it's combined and inseparable from your everyday life experience.
那你们听到我讲话，看到我的动作，可能我身体还有点味道啊，几天没洗澡，闻到了哈。然后你们可以想，这个心就是无念无住，刚才讲了一大堆的。就是他就要讲这个心。
So the mind that you use to perceive me, that the mind that you use to see me, to listen to this talk, or perhaps even smell my body odor a little bit if I haven't taken a shower for a few days. So all of these is the mind itself.
那既然是心，那还要讲什么呢？因为心有很多功能，但是你不太会操作，就像那一个电脑。我们电脑一大堆什么软体啊，我只会几个而已。
So, if we are already using it, if it's here with us at all times, why do we need to talk about the mind? Well, you can think about the mind like the computer. The computer is very powerful, and there are many, many softwares, but we only know a few limited functions.I don't know how to use computer very well, so I keep going back to the same softwares, those few softwares. That's just like the way we use our mind. We use very limited functions of the mind.
那我们的心会不会死？
Can our mind die?
会不会？好，那有一天你躺在棺材里面，人家在跟你念念阿弥陀佛，或念什么？基督教念什么？没有念是吧？
So, but then what happened if you're laying there, dead one day, and then people are reciting the Amitabha's name to you? What happens to that mind?
请问你会觉得你死掉了
？Are you going to feel that you have passed away already?
现在讲是不会啦，就是到时候讲说为什么为什么为什么年纪轻轻就死掉了。
All of you here are saying that no, it's not, the mind won't die, but at the time, by the time that you're actually laying there, you may be lamenting and crying out loud, saying, why me? Why am I dying so young?
最近听说有一部电影要拍克林顿的性丑闻啊，因为晓不晓得有一部电影，我今天才看到的啊。如果克林顿去看那部电影的时候，他感觉怎么样
？So I just heard that they're going to start making a movie based on President Clinton's scandal. So what do you think? If Clinton actually goes there and watches the movie, what do you think he's going to feel?
如果是你的话，我把你的不好的、你的个人经历把它演成电影的话，你会不会来抵抗啊？来想办法来阻挡
？What if it were you? If I make some movie out of your negative experience in life, the less savory things, are you going to come out and protest and try to make that not happen?
因为不会的人请举手。
If you're not going to do anything, not protesting, if that's really the case, raise your hand. Show me.
不会啊，两位不会是吧？啊，那明天就拍了哦。
Those of you that raise your hand, we're going to tell stories about your negative experiences.
我们要找一个那个什么这个。现在专门在人家追踪的那个是吧？把你最丑陋的东西把你录起来。
If that's the case, then we're going to hire a team of paparazzi to chase after you and take down some of those not so pleasant shots.
讲个最简单的啦，把你在洗澡的那个照片放在网上 ，O 不 OK？
Let's scale it down to the most simple form. What if you're taking a shower and then we put that on the web? Is it okay?
啊，不 OK 嘛？不 OK 表示你会认为那个就是你，对不对
？So it's not okay, right? So if that's the case, then that shows that we are actually indeed taking those images as ourselves.
再讲，那不是你啊，因为你怎么可能是那张照片？可是很多人就是说你破坏我的名誉，对不对？
But even though based on the principles that we have learned, those images are not our true self. But many people will say that, hey, you know, how dare you taking my images, my pictures, and do those things to defame my reputation.
你每天都在洗澡，请问那个被你洗的那个是不是你？
So you take a shower every day. So that thing that's been showered, been washed, is that you?
假设你认为是你的话，他们把你拍照了，你当然就是很生气啊。
If you think that's yourself, it is you, then of course you will become mad when they take a picture of you showering.
那这边基本上就要讲，就是我们的心啊，我们的心，现前里面现前可以看，可以听，可以想，可以让你身体动作的这个心。它没有像，可是你把身体动一动了，它有像。
So what we're really trying to get at today is our mind, the mind that we use to hear, to see, to move the body, to think. This mind has no form, but we take many different things as its form.
那这个像不是你，可不是你的心，可是它有没有离开你的心
？But yet the forms, the phenomenon is not, even though it's not your mind, but is it apart from your mind?
那我们整个其实整个经啊，这部经是他在讲禅宗的东西，他只是透过不同的名相来叙述这个心。还有这个心所认知的或所产生的现象。
So this verse that we are discussing right now, is really trying to talk about the core of the Chan school, talking about the mind itself as well as the various phenomena that are generated by the mind.
那因为我们把心跟相哦，就是混在一起了啊，所以你那个心，就是你那个心，现前这个心，这个功能就很少。
And because we have been used to confusing between the mind and the phenomenon, the nature and phenomenon, that is why we can only execute very few functions of the mind.
譬如说我们死了以后就有马上有天眼天耳，可是我们现在活着的时候，因为我们受限于眼睛跟耳朵的功能，结果你就是什么，就没有天眼跟天耳。
So an example is, but as soon as we die, we immediately gain the power to have heavenly vision and heavenly hearing that we can see without boundaries. Yet while we are still alive, we are limited to our physical eye and physical ear, and that's why the functions of hearing and seeing becomes very limited.
所以假设你平常就是假设你的身体的感觉不见了啊，可能就比较有机会能够听到比较远或者比较听不到的声音，因为你不再用眼睛耳朵来感知这个世界。
But on the other hand, if through meditation we are able to experience the sensation of having no physical body, in that case, then you may be able to experience this power of hearing and seeing that is that goes far beyond our normal physical constraints.
当我们没有身体的感觉或者身体的那种感知不见了以后，我们会不会有很多妄念？还是几乎是没有，还是没有？
So if we don't feel the sensation of our bodies, we don't feel it, the existence of the body, do we have still have a lot of wandering thoughts or a lot less? What do you think?
还有啊，你的身体有没有打坐？身体不见了以后，还有念头啊？你们这边应该有禅修经验嘛？身体不见了以后，还有没有什么念头？
So for those of you who have this kind of experience, not feeling the body anymore, do you still have a lot of thoughts?
你新的认知功能还在，可是你那一大堆的那些什么语言相的念头还多吗？对啊，就是你感觉，可是你不会一大堆是昨天前天的那些妄念一直跑出来，对不对？
So there will be a lot less wandering thoughts, a lot of the thoughts related to language or to various physical experience would have gone away.
通常是你很专注，没什么念头的时候，突然间就觉得身体不见了，是突然出现一个这样的念头，那你去找身体就跑出来了。只要你不找的话，在你的妄念基本上是没有的。
So when you're meditating, if your mind is very, very focused, and all of a sudden you may feel, oh, my body has disappeared. And once this thought comes up, you may be inclined to go look for your body, and then you start the whole thing over again. But other than that, if you stay focused and not having the thought of looking for your body, then you probably will have a lot less wandering thoughts than normal.
那当你下坐以后，可能身体的你又没有在用功了，身体又越来越粗重了，可能念头又一大堆跑出来了。
But once you are out of meditation, the sensations that you feel of your physical body becomes more and more pronounced, and in that case, a lot more wandering thoughts may resurface again.
然后在打坐的时候，我们有妄念，我们知道它叫妄念嘛，哈，是不是？下坐以后有妄念。那是叫妄念。
So when we are meditating, when you have wandering thoughts, at least we know, hey, that's a wandering thought. But when we're not meditating, functioning in everyday life, When you have wandering thoughts, what do you call it? So when you're meditating, if you suddenly have this thought, oh, I forgot to do XYZ, then you know clearly that's a wandering thought and you'll let it go. But when you're out of meditation, and when you think, oh, I still have to do this, what's going to happen? Are you going to label it as a wandering thought, or you feel like now I have to go take care of serious business?
有一些妄念你是要做的，可是有些妄念，譬如说，哎呀，他怎么老是这样子讲我？ 这可不可以就不理他？
So there are some wandering thoughts that we do have to act upon, but there are some other wandering thoughts, such as, why does that person keep talking about me like that? You know, it's very annoying. Why does he keep talking about me? This kind of wandering thoughts, are you going to do anything about it? Do you have to?
好，再讲，比如说你下座以后说。 你只会打坐，你是不是都不做？ 请问这个是不是妄念？ 是不是啊？你的可能你的先生，或是你的孩子，还是你的谁？你只会打坐，什么事都不做，你有什么用？ 请问这是不是妄念？
So how about if you are not meditating and your spouse says to you, all you know what to do is you meditate all day long and you don't do anything else. You are useless. Is that going to be a wandering thought? Is it going to become a wandering thought of yours?
你想他是不是在讲你?
Are you going to think that he or she is talking about you?
是不是在讲你?
Is it you that's being talked this way about?
同样的，你在电视机看，你没有打坐，你在电视机看电视啊，就有你是讲说你整天在那边，你要不要过来？你可不可以过来帮忙一下子？你可能讲说，我才坐一下子，你就一直那一个。<笑>
Well, instead of meditating, if you're just watching TV, again, your partner may come to you and say, "Can you help out a little bit? You know, you just sit there watching TV all day," and then you will retort back saying, "But I just sat down. Can I even sit for a second?" You know, does it sound familiar to you?
当你另外一个人就这样讲的时候，你认为是不是认为他在讲你？
When the other person criticized you and said this and that about you, are you going to actually feel this person is talking about you?
他只是嘴巴送出一堆声音来，那声音怎么是你？
Well, in fact, it's merely a bunch of sound generated from this person's mouth. How could this bunch of sound represent you? How is it you?
有没有化解？有没有我们的心？我们心有没有听到声音？
So, does the mind hear the sound?
你看，就是心的功能，心能够听到声音嘛，对不对？
So this is the function of the mind. The mind has the ability to hear sounds, right?
好，那你。 你用你的心把这个声音当成你，是不是心的功能？
But then if you use the same mind and treat the sound as you, is this also part of the functions of the mind?
这不是心的功能哦，不然谁在做判断？不然什么东西在做判断？
It is, right? If it isn't, then who is making the decision that this person is talking about me?
你在睡觉的时候，你听到声音会不会做判断，说啊他在讲我
？If you are sleeping instead, and someone makes a bunch of sound, and you hear the sound, are you going to think that person is talking about you still?
对呀，那个你一定是你判断的嘛。如果这个人讲说你那么懒，他用英语讲，你不懂英语的话，就没事啊，对不对？所以表示你用判断的嘛，对不对？
So taking the sound as yourself is still the function of the mind because the mind makes the judgment, deciding that the sound represents me. Otherwise, if the other person is speaking English, you're so lazy, but you don't understand a word of English, it's not going to affect you at all, right?
所以你看，就是我们日常生活当中，我们在很多时间内，根本就不是很多，就是随时随地啦，我们把声音当成我。
So in our everyday life, oftentimes, or rather not often, we should say all the time we take these sounds as the self.
那这边就要讲说，就是这边整个就要讲说，你声音是不是你，还有你的身体是不是你，还有你的想法是不是你。
So over here, we're trying to challenge that. Challenge whether the body,your body is really you, the sound is a you, and the physical body is a you.
好，现在一个一个慢慢分析啊。
Let's take it apart.
像我在讲话嘛，哈，这个话是不是我
？So I'm talking right now, right? So the thing that I say is a me?
不是嘛，哈，还搞不清楚啊。
So you should know by now the sound is a me.
如果是我的话，那我不讲我就死掉了啊，对不对？是不是
？If you think the sound is me, then reverse the logic. If I'm not talking anymore, does it mean that I died already? So clearly, the sound is a me.
那这心这个话，若是不是我讲，那谁讲的
？But if it isn't me that's talking, then who is doing the talking?
绝对不会是临界众生嘛，就是我现在很清楚，就是我透过我的嘴巴讲出来的啊。
Certainly, it's not ghosts or spirits from another realm. The sounds is uttered through my mouth, so it's me that's talking.
那是不是我讲的呢？是我的心透过嘴巴讲的嘛，对不对
？So it's my mind. It's through my my mind talking through my mouth.
所以你不能讲说讲的话不是我的心，那你也不能讲说这个话就是我的心。
So on the one hand, you cannot say that the words that I utter is not my mind. On the other hand,You cannot say that it is exactly my mind either.
因为我讲这句话，再讲那句话，我可以讲很多话，对不对
？After all, I could say this, I could say that. There are many, many things I could say, isn't it?
讲这也没有用，对你们有没有帮助
？Is this helpful? You know, are you able to catch on? Find it a little bit helpful?
譬如说，你们晓不晓得我以前有多厉害？你晓不晓得
？So now I'm saying to you, do you know how good I was before? You know, I was this amazing being. Did you know that?
你看，当我在讲的时候，请问这句话是不是我
？So as when I'm saying these words, are these words me?
可你听了以后，你说才怪了，你那有什么厉害？你一定是把这些话当成我，对不对
？But after you have heard what I said, you may not agree and think in your mind, who does he think he is? You know, he thinks he's this and that, but he's really not that cool. So the fact that you're making these responses in your mind, is because you are treating what I said as me.
通常这样的对话，讲的人会把他的话当成他。听的人也会把这个话当成什么？当成是我，就这样子，就是起争执嘛。那一个关键点就是，你认为话就是什么？就是我，就是你。
Oftentimes, what happens is when this kind of exchanges happens, the person who makes the utterance would think that whatever that's said represents himself.On the other hand, the listener who hears what has been said will also take whatever is being said as the person who's the speaker. So based on that, people can start an argument.
好， You want to use the microphone because we have yeah.
Hi, thank you. I'm having a little trouble, I think, which may be because of the English. You keep saying, well, if I say something, you take it to be me. That doesn't. I reject that premise, at least as it's stated in English. If you say something, I take it to be an opinion that you have about something, but I don't equate that opinion with you. You know, it's not you as the whole person. I mean, it's just an opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we all have opinions, and people sit around tossing their opinions around in conversation all the time. But I don't conflate the opinion and the actual person as being the same, right? And, of course, people can have opinions that are erroneous. We all know that. People can change their minds. We all know that. If a guy likes pancakes today, but a week from now he might not like pancakes, right? Does that mean that he's a different person?
Yeah.
Not in English.
很好。
不大同意，不过这个问题有可能是因为翻译的关系。那首先就是法师一直在说，你是对方听的人会把你讲出来的话当成是讲的那个人。那他不同意的观点是在于说，讲的人可以说很多很多不同的话，可是这些他不会认为讲出来的话就是代表这个人，他认为讲出来的话是这个人的一些意见想法而已。这意见想法不就是代并不代表这个讲的人本身，所以他就不同意之前的观点。
好，那我不太相信西方人这么厉害啊。我马上问你一个问题啊。
So, 法师 challenges you, saying that I don't think Westerners can really tease this apart so clearly. So I'm now going to ask you some questions to challenge you.
好，我问了，比如说。你老婆整天呱啦呱啦呱啦呱啦呱啦呱啦讲啊，你是讲说你的话怎么那么啰嗦，还是你那么啰嗦？
So for instance, if your wife, your wife nags at you all day long, so are you going to say why are your words so nagging?Or are you going to say, why are you so nagging?
Okay, in a situation like that, yes, we do say, why are you? That is what we say. Yeah. But we know.
They don't agree with you.
If somebody comes in and you say, if you go to a marriage counselor, right, and the marriage counselor says, well, what's the problem? And you say, well, she nags me all the time. She is always nagging me all the time. She must hate me or something in some way. The marriage counselor doesn't necessarily assume that the nagging is the same thing as the person who is nagging. The marriage counselor could say, well, let's see if we can change her opinion. And you talk a little bit about it, and she says, oh, I never thought of it that way. And her negative opinion disappears. Does that mean she is a new person, a different person? Nah, no, I don't think so. It's the, you know, it's the same human being, isn't it?
Yeah. 如果说今天一对夫妻他们到了去婚姻咨询，然后老公抱怨说，我老婆一天到晚就很啰嗦，一直念我，然后这个婚姻咨询家就会说，如果说我们改变了这个老婆的行为的话，那就是代表这老婆变成另外一个人吗？
Okay, well, I certainly agree with Bill in principle, but not in actuality. Because I think that we're always assuming the other person is what they say. I mean, as you know, no matter, you know, I've been practicing a long time, still, you know, following the campaign, like there's this guy Rick Santorum. Now I wouldn't necessarily admit it, but I hate the guy, right? Now I if I were really more in line, I would say, oh no, it's not him. It's I disagree with his words, and it has nothing to do with who he is. But it's not how I really react.
You just overstated my position. He exaggerated my position. What? Come on. You know, I think I don't see what's going on. You're worse than Santorum.
No, I'm not saying I'm proud of that. I'm just saying I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. That's
no,
how
you're not. You're being dishonest.
How am I?
Are you angry with you?
But I'm not. But that doesn't mean. Look, I mean. I we don't need to belabor it. Yes, I understand. When a person is saying things about you that are negative, I agree. Of course, you get the impression, hey, this person doesn't like me, maybe, right? And it would be the person doesn't like me. It's not just something the person's saying. But there's an extra step in there. You're making an inference from the words. The words are the words. The person is the person. Because, you know, and we say, well, we hear these words and we think maybe there's something in this person. But those of us who have half a brain know that there might not be such a thing in the person because all we're really looking at are words.
But
wait a second. So Harry 菩萨刚刚就是说，虽然说在理论上我同意 Bill 菩萨的观点，可是当实际在操作的时候呢，如果有人在啰。 对着我啰嗦的时候，我还是会生气。像最近有一个总统候选人 Santorum， 然后他就会觉得说，他讲的话虽然事实上我是不同意他讲出来的话，可是我直接的反应就是说我很讨厌这个人。那布尔菩萨后来就是说，他还是坚持了自己的意见。
啊，没关系啦，我一个问一个问题，一个问大众啦哈，这个民意调查哈，就是刚才。 Bill， 就是生气是生气 Harry 的话呢，还是生气 Harry？ 你要问他。
So let me ask you all a question based on what just happened. So Bill, when you were getting somewhat irritated by what Harry just said, were you irritated by his words or by him?
I was acting.
我是假装的，才没有真的生气。我假的很厉害，这个你可以去当电影明星了。You're good. You can become an actor.
我来问问大家，哎。No,
I mean, I think it's an obvious point. Everybody knows. I mean, I was in a sense, I heard his words, and I made him as I just described. From his words, you know, when people talk to us about things, we start to develop opinions about the person, him or herself. Of course, because we assume on some level or other that what they're saying is a reflection of what really is going on in their minds, right? But we also know, most of us who are adults, that you know you can't be 100% certain that you're getting the right impression, right? You know, it's just words coming out on some level, and you might be making assumptions about what they're saying that are false. You have to be careful. You know, you have to ask questions to make sure. I mean, if we were to go to the marriage counselor, for example, in the fighting spouses example, what do marriage counselors do? They you know, any kind of counselor, the patient makes a statement, but then they start asking them, well, what did you really mean, right? Isn't that what they do? They're always trying to clarify what the actual intention of the statement was. Why do they have to do that? Because we're not really all that good at using language to express what we really mean. Language isn't the great, you know what I mean. I mean, you know, sometimes you know you have a feeling, but you just can't figure out exactly how to say it, you know, and, you know, that we all know that. We've all had that experience.
Can I just translate that in short?
Yeah, yes, but you bet. Do it accurately.
sorry.
That's a tall order.
This is really fun.
所以他基本上是在说，虽然说我们日常生活中听别人的语言，我们没有错，会是间接的透过这些语言，然后形成对这个人的看法。可是 并不表示说我们直接认为语言就是这个人。那毕竟我们很多时候使用语言都并用的并不是非常的精准，所以语言不能够完完全全代表这个人。
没有错，但是我要问大家，我们在生活经验是不是会把语言当成人？
So you are right, that the words cannot fully reflect who that person is, and that we don't have complete accurate control of the language. However, based on your gut experience, don't we oftentimes take the words as the person?
Yes, absolutely. And that's, look, part of the practice of the practice of mindfulness meditation is to watch how you are responding to the things that occur in your environment. And one thing that I think should be stressed when you're teaching that is, you know, people are going to use words, they're going to say things, and you might find yourself getting angry at something they've said,as a sort of instantaneous in-the-moment response. But if you're a good practitioner, you'll have a little bit of distance from that, and you'll be able to say to yourself, now, wait a minute, am I really interpreting this correctly? And you might be able to say, I think maybe I'm not. I'm misinterpreting what this person said, so I shouldn't get, you know, so this anger is just mistaken. It's just an erroneous thing.And I don't want, you know, and if you're a good practitioner, you can then maybe prevent a conflict that might develop as a result of that. I mean, didn't your mother tell you if somebody says something bad to you, don't answer until you've counted to 10? You know that one, right? Very wise advice. Sit back, count to 10, and think about what really happened. And you'll discover...that a lot of times you realize in that those 10 seconds you're able to realize, oh, maybe I misunderstood, you know. But that having been said, I know that in common experience, especially on the streets when you're dealing with people quickly and you don't have enough time to do this kind of thing, you make assumptions all the time. And so on that level of, you do take the words to be the person on that level for sure.
Again, in short, 所以比丘菩萨是同意的，基本上是同意法师的说法，就是我们日常的生活上呢，的确很多时候是需要就直接就会常常会把语言直接当成人，可是我们禅修，他同时也说，我们禅修的目的就是要能够认知到自己，仔细的分析自己对周遭环境的一些种种的。文字啊，或者是各种不同的事项，我们做出来的反应，然后要想办法做出最精准的反应。
那我现在讲就是，可能禅修你来不及的了，因为你没有那么厉害的功夫啊。我们这边是直接讲说，你讲的话里面没有人在里面。
So what you are saying is right. However, the practice of mindfulness, you may not have such strong, you may not be so skillful, may not be skillful enough to catch it at that very instant. So that's why we're talking about this right now. So what we're saying is, instead of catching your individual responses to external stimuli, we're now telling you there's no self in the words at all.So that's another way to get at it.
All right, thank you. I've said enough.
对对，譬如说刚才这个 Bill 讲了很多啊，你们是感觉里面有人在里面呢，还是没有人在里面，还是一堆话
？So Bill Pusa has said quite a bit. So, but your experience, your personal experience, do you feel there's a person in the words or there's no person?
就只是一堆话而已。
Did you treat it as merely a bunch of sound or there was, you attached a person to what's being said?
有人就想要抢麦克风了。应该是 yeah, 还有
Just once again, getting to the practical in terms of the way we're filled with lots of teachings, but how we act in everyday experience is often different. I mean, if we're at a movie and we see on the screen that somebody gets shot, most of us don't get on our phones and call 911 to have the ambulance come for the guy on the screen. We're that good. But in everyday, and I think what Guoxing Fasher is implying is that even in everyday experience, it's a little bit like that, in the sense that it's not, if we were clearer, we would see how much we're imposing on the situation and how we're looking at it as ourselves. And I'm just saying I haven't arrived at that particular ability stage in my practice. I'm just still very ordinary sentient being reacting. But I think also what Bill said, it's true, is that it is very helpful to always, at least we can catch ourselves at some point.
所以就像刚刚法师说的，如果说我们去看一部电影的时候呢，我们并不会马上的，如果看到电影上面有人被枪杀，我们并不会真的就拿起手机然后打电话给 emergency 给911。那所以事实上我们虽然学了很多的佛法，可是要落实到我们实际上的生活或我们看对人事物的看法，有时候并不是那么容易。那或许就是跟Bill菩萨说的，我们是一点一点的来，一点一点的抓到自己说没有看清事情的实相，然后从那一点一点做起。
所以这里面在日常生活当中，你从那个心我们现前的心跟你所认知的对象，所以你看到的对象，听到的话，那这里面有哪一些东西你是用了一点点小功能而已，你把这个话当成里面有人在里面，那我们说这个叫做小功能，有时候我们叫做颠倒的功能啊，不好意思讲颠倒啊，就是说你的功能就被限制住了。那我们大部分都是以这样子的心跟外界在互动，所以你那一个就是像佛那么无边的功能就没办法发挥。
So in our daily experiences, whatever we hear, we still think there is a person in the utterances that we hear. We don't have the ability to tease it apart. And because of this natural inclination, automatic inclination to do that, we say that we're only using a very, very small set of function of the mind. In fact, we can actually call it deluded, confused function, but to be nice, we don't say that. We just say it's a very small function of the mind. That's why we don't have the ability to exercise the unlimited functions of the true nature, the Buddha mind.
比如说有人跟你讲说，哎呀，这个什么哥达会被打死了，对不对？那你心中就会浮出一个哥达会的像，那你就把它认定那就是哥达会。那这个部分你要不要用这种方式去运作？
So for instance, if you hear someone told you Gaddafi got shot, so in your mind immediately you're going to have this image of Gaddafi and him being shot. Isn't this how we function?
对啊，那现在就是其实禅修并不需要太厉害的一些禅修功夫，可是这一部分的错误，如果你知道了，也不是说错误了，你这样操作的时候，你的心会按照这种模式一直操作的。那如果说你知道有一定的禅修功夫，不用太深，你发觉你可以问问看，这一个对方讲这些话，然后马上浮出来，那这个是不是等于他？
对，
就你浮出来一个念头，那是不是真的是一个格达会死掉了？
So if you have some skills in mindfulness, meditation, it doesn't even have to be a whole lot. You can start to question yourself. When someone tells you that Gaddafi got shot and then this image phenomenon that arises in your mind, you can immediately catch that and ask yourself, is this image that comes up really equivalent to Gaddafi himself or this matter, external historical event?
譬如说我讲说啊，我的姐姐死掉了，我的姐姐是一个什么？我跟她相处了，跟她相处了20年的经验，我有一个我姐姐的很清晰的长成什么样子的，我有跟她可能摸过她，我有触觉的经验，我有跟她讲话的经验。 然后你听到说，我姐姐死掉了以后，你可能连见过我姐姐都没有，对不对？结果你会呼出一个，哦，姐姐就是什么，就是你的嘛，她长得什么样也不晓得。你听到，哦，你的姐姐死掉了，哦，那你就把你的想法当成真的就是我的经验，其实那是不一样的。
If someone tells me that my sister has passed away, then in my mind, there's this image, this phenomenon that arises that my sister has passed away. But this construct of my sister is based on some 20 years of interaction with her, that I have a very clear image of what she looks like, and I may have touched her, physical contact in the past. So there's a whole lot of information that goes into the construct of my sister. And but on the other hand, if you hear that, oh, my sister has passed away, Fashi's sister has passed away, in your image, you're also going to have a construct of, oh, his sister has passed away. And but this phenomenon, this construct that comes up in your mind is very different from whatever that's in my mind.
另外一个就是说，你心里呼听到这样一个声音，我的姐姐，你的姐姐死掉了，那我是呼出一个影像，其实那个那是影像，怎么是我？怎么是什么？是我的姐姐，可是我们认为那就是姐姐。Or
when you hear that my sister has passed away, then naturally in our mind there is this image, the look of my sister that comes up in my mind. But then again, that isn't it merely an image that's created by my mind. It's in no way equivalent to the actual person.
那我们这边讲说真如无念啊，真如就是你的心呐啊，你的心浮出来这个念，你不会把它当成就是姐姐，这叫做无念。So
over here we talk about true suchness is no thought. It means that whenever the image of the sister coming up in my mind, I am not going to treat it as the sister herself.
但是我们会把它当成什么？你把一句话，然后转化成你的一个很模糊的概念，对方长成什么样子你也不知道，但是你就说哦啊，你就哦，那样你好什么？ 你会怎么回答？不太清楚了，你可能就是啊，那你现在就很伤心了，你好可怜了，对不对？就你看你一句话的话，你就是你自己就呼出一个人，可能就是你可能就呼出一个人躺在棺材那个哈，那是一个你的啊，那是什么你的不晓得？其实不管是棺材也好，不管是你的也好，是不是全部是一堆妄念？
So instead, if you hear that my sister has passed away and, you know, this image may come into your, in your mind that this person is laying in the coffin, but you don't even know what this person looks like. And it's merely a bunch of imagination, a bunch of images that you have conjured. Aren't these, after all wandering thoughts?
可是我们不会觉得这个本身不是那个姐姐啊。你会觉得这个人死掉，这个像就是什么？就是姐姐。 而且你那个像根本跟实际上我讲的像是完全不一样的。But
then you are not going to take that as wandering thoughts. You're going to think this image that you came up with is represents the sister herself. not knowing that, one, first of all, it's only your wandering thoughts. Second of all, whatever that you have conjured is actually very, very different than what I have.
如果你平常就有信念，就是那一个，这样讲说啊，我姐死掉了，那你心中浮出来那一个很模糊的，就是一个棺材，然后就是躺着一个你，你上次躺着一堆妄想的，你知道那个不是。那这个东西慢慢没有了，也许有一天，这个人讲说我的，就是我讲我的姐姐死掉的时候，你真的就可以从他的心中看到我的姐姐那一个像死掉的像。请问，你真能够看到我姐姐死掉那个像？请问那个是不是我姐姐？他可以看到我的像，那请问那个是不是我姐姐？
But if you're able to practice like so and really gradually tease apart whatever you conjured in your mind, this lady laying in coffin is not the real thing. Once you're able to get rid of all those wandering thoughts, maybe then you will gradually develop the ability to see whatever that's in my mind. So you will be able to see whatever that's identical as mine. Yet, whatever you see, even you are able to see what's in my mind, is it really my sister?
所以这个真如无恋，他就要讲这一部分是心。我姐姐，好，我们现在用东方的了哈。死掉以后，心没死嘛哈。不管你去上帝那边，还是再来投胎，或是在什么天空飘，对不对？都是要有这个心嘛。那心无形象的。只有你能够看到无形象的心才是姐姐、啊、
So when someone dies、let's use the、Eastern paradigm. This person dies, the mind goes to、goes to the heaven, goes to、goes wherever it goes. 你说这个心到处去，然后怎么样？你要能够看到心的时候，
心可能就是飘，到处飘啊。那只有这些念头是心性的一种功能，可能真正的心它是有心在里面的，它只有看到它真正的心无相的心，能看到。
But only when you are truly able to see the mind that does not contain any other phenomenons, then you are truly able to see that sister, that person herself.
所以这边在讲真如无恋啊。不是你所想的念，你所想的念就是有相的嘛，有相的不能看到那个无相的心性。
So over here we're talking about the true suchness has no thought. It's not talking about those kind of thoughts that you have, because your thought has a form, has it's a phenomenon. It's not equivalent to the true nature.
那我们在日常生活当中，你一看或是一听。我们脑袋瓜就浮出就是相应的、哦、有关联的你过去的经验的像，然后你会把这个像当成就是他所讲的，那我们不认为这个部分是可以什么可以修改的。
In our everyday experience, whatever we hear, whatever we see, then we automatically match it with corresponding images or phenomena in our own mind. And then we make the connection to whatever that what we think that it represents what is being said. So what's happening is that we fail to identify that those things are not equivalent.
那我们在打坐的时候，它会浮出来，就是我们脑袋瓜会浮出某一种像出来嘛。那我们都教都说啊，这是妄念，不要理它嘛。啊、不要理他，所以你就不会再一直弄下去嘛。可是下座以后，这也是一样会糊出来。那你因为你在打坐的时候是认为他只是妄念，其实我们一般讲说大家都妄念，不是真的妄念，我们是认为他是真的是某某人，我们只是说妄念不要理他而已。
So when we're meditating, whatever that surface in the mind, we are able to see it more clearly and then we can identify it as wandering thoughts. But that doesn't happen when we are not meditating. But if we look a little bit deeper, even when we're meditating, when these thoughts come up, we still don't know that those thoughts don't represent the actual person or the actual matter, whatever. All we have learned so far is we tell ourselves, pay no attention to them. But we didn't realize that the image is not the actual person. We merely just discard it.
也就是说，我们可能没有人告知你说你那个妄念里面那个影像是没有心的。我们真人是有心的啊。
So nobody has ever told you that whatever image that came up in our mind, it has no mind. Whereas the actual real person has a mind.
我们已经讲了三年的什么心中的妈妈不是妈妈嘛，对不对？有些人还是听不懂啊。<laughs> So
we have been talking about this for 3 years already, especially that example, the mother in your mind is not the real mom. We have been using this for 3 years already, but some of you are still not very clear about it.
其实这个心中的妈妈，这个你懂了以后，再把心中的奥巴马不是奥巴马，心中的师傅不是师傅，都同样可以，你可以延伸到所有的东西。
If you're truly able to understand the underlying principle, then you can extend it to all phenomenon. The person Obama in your mind is not the real Obama. Shifu in your mind is not the real Shifu. You can use it in all settings.
那接下来这个道理懂了以后，你在日常生活当中，你就练一个功夫，就练头浮起来，你有能力看到它，就是练，就是一个相而已，啊，没有被它骗，这样就够了。So
if you're able to understand the principles, then for your practice, you only have to focus on one thing, that whatever image that surfaces in your mind, you're able to identify it and know that it doesn't represent that person. You only have to practice this. That's enough.
但是看起来很简单，我要告诉你，禅修你有要有能力看到这个像是像的话，你要有一定功夫的止，就定的力量。
It may appear to be very simple, but let me tell you, if you want to practice this, your meditation has to attain certain level of stillness, of samadhi, for you to be able to see the arising of the image.
我们说观本身要有一定的止的功夫，否则的话，它浮出来马上又什么一大堆念头什么，又浮出来你就被它什么，你被它带着走了。
And that's why we say if you want to practice contemplation, you need to have a certain level of samadhi, stillness. Otherwise, a bunch of thoughts will come up one after another, and then you are led away by the thoughts without being able to stay put and observe.
如果你能够看清楚，那以后你就不会花很多时间在跟你自己什么。
If you are able to see all that clearly, then in the future you wouldn't have to spend all this time having an internal dialogue with yourself.
你也不会跟你折磨你的一个影像什么气死了呢？
Also, you don't have to become angry at whatever image that you conjure in your mind that's causing you suffering. You don't have to react to it anymore.
我们就是越想越气，就是没有能力看到那个什么，那个不是他，是不是？
Oftentimes, whenever we become angry and angrier, the more we think about something, and that is because we don't have the ability to identify that it's merely a form that arises in the mind. It's not the actual person.
同样的哈，这是负面的，正面的说，想吃，你也没有能力看清楚那个东西根本就不是冰淇淋。
So that's talking about negative experience, but when we talk about something more pleasant or positive, oftentimes we say, oh, I want to eat that so badly. If you're able to have some clarity, then you will know it's not ice cream that you're craving. It's not real ice cream itself. It's merely an image that you have in your mind.
请问你，就是说你想到冰淇淋就流口水，请问你是不是要把那个冰淇淋，你所想象的冰淇淋当成真的冰淇淋，需不需要？
So for some people, as soon as they think of ice cream, they start salivating. In that case, isn't it to have that kind of response? Doesn't that mean that you're taking your image as the real ice cream, so that you start salivating after that image?
所以这一个从这一个就是认清楚什么色，就是色相影像哈，我们叫色印里面没有我，没有人在里面。色印，所以里面没有，就是色印而已，里面没有人在里面。So
to have this clear understanding is to recognize that in the form skanda, there's no person, no self in that.
所以有这个你懂了以后，下次人家讲说，我已经告诉你几次了，你还这个样子，那你就问说，我现在这个里面他在讲我，还是这声音不是我？来不及了。So
if you are able to practice this way, next time if someone is pointing you at your nose and say, "How many times have I told you this already, and then you're still doing it like that?" You will be able to pause and say, you know, is this me that that person is talking about, or it's something else? And then there's someone in the audience that everything's happening too fast. I won't be able to catch it in time.
没有，你下次可以讲，他讲什么话都不会讲到我的。
Next time you can say to yourself, no matter what the person says, he's not talking about me. It doesn't reflect me at all.
你们相不相信，对方讲了半天都不会讲到你的。
Do you believe it? Would you able to practice like that? No matter what the other person says, he's not talking about you at all.
因为你的心是无相的，就是无相的啊。And
that is because the mind is no form. It has no form.
有没有听懂？什么叫无相的呢？现在哈。
So what does it mean? The mind has no form.
再来讲楞严经的一个心，有点难度哦，注意听了，这个也可能听了一百次都还是懂会懂了。So
now we're going to talk about Sarangama Sutra, and its descriptions of the mind. And this is a little complicated, so you need to pay attention now.
你们现在看到茶杯，看到我，看到墙壁，看到一堆人，对不对？那我们把被我们看到的这个东西，我们就是把它当成就是物，就是物体的物，或者现象。So
right now you can see the cup on the table, you can see the walls, you can see a bunch of people sitting here listening to the talk. So these are all things that you perceive, and so we label them as object or as phenomenon.
好，那你现在所看到的东西有哪一个是心，还是说你是都是看到物体而已？
So of all these objects that you are seeing right now, which one of it is the mind, or are they all merely objects?
都是被看到的物嘛，是吧？你们现在所看到的被看到的物嘛，对不对？
So they are all objects that's being perceived, being seen by me, right?
所以这些物都不是你的心，对不对？
So none of these objects are your mind, right? They're not your mind, correct?
对不对？你的心不是被你看到这些。 这些什么这些现象，我们叫色，对不对？
So your mind is none of these forms, none of these phenomena that's being seen by you, right?
有没有听懂？因为这个跟你的好。那现在讲话，你是听到声音哈，里面是声音被听到了嘛？也不是什么，你能够听到一堆声音嘛？声音是现象嘛，对不对哈？是不是你的心？ 你心能够听到，可是它不是你的心，对不对？
Same thing, that you're hearing all these utterances, all these words, that they're also a kind of phenomenon, a kind of form, right? So they are being perceived and being heard by you, but none of these phenomena, the sounds, the words, are your mind, right?
Huh? 对。 对不对? It's right? 就是被你看到,被你听到,当然是,不是,它是一个对象嘛,不是心本身啊。
So they're being seen, they're being heard, and they are an object. So they are not the mind.
Aren't they function
itself.
Of mind? All phenomena are function of mind.
等一下,等一下会讲。
Wait a second.
That function of mind is not the same as mind. Okay, I think, but anyway.
好,这可以听懂了,因为我会 我要把它扩散到所有的东西啊。
So at least you're able to follow so far, right? Because now I'm going to extend it to more examples.
好，因为我们讲了一个道理，我们很多人是没办法什么连什么集一还三的哈。
I'm doing it slowly because we tend not to have the ability to apply same phenomenon to all different things.
好，再来哈。 身体是被你感觉到的嘛？身体是不是那个能够感觉到那个心？就一个人不是啊，我们的心感觉到身体啊，身体本身是不是能够感觉的那个心
？So our mind it can be aware of the physical body. So is the physical body the mind itself?
不行了，好，就是我们叫色、声、香、味、触，接着滑嘛，念头浮出来的，是被你想到的嘛，被你认知到了，它是不是心本身？
The thoughts that arise in your mind, the thoughts are being aware by the mind. Are the thoughts the mind itself? The thoughts is not the mind itself.
这样可以听懂了，好。 也就是说，你那个心可以认知现象，我们叫性跟相，就是能认知东西的。有时候我们叫佛性，有时候叫什么明心见性的性。性，那被认知的物叫现象，就性跟相啊。相不是性，对不对？现在已经懂了哈，对不对？不管你是你所想的这些相，或是你被你看到这些相，都不是性，对不对
？So. Our mind, oftentimes we also call it the Buddha nature, has the ability to be aware of all phenomena, right? It's the perceiver. So the mind is not the same as phenomenon, right?
等一下，我还要听一下接下来要讲的哈。喂，hang on。这可以听懂了哈。好，接下来。 在第二个哦，你现在看到这个茶杯，对不对？茶杯不是你的心，对不对？但是我要请问你，你看到茶杯，对不对？是看到了嘛，对不对？有没有办法就是切割说哪一部分是心，哪一部分是茶杯？
So you are looking at this cup right now, and you say that the cup is a phenomenon, it's not the mind. But now I'm asking you, are you able to separate which part of it is your is the cup and which part of it is your mind?
没办法分，对不对？你说那个界限，有没有？你的心跟茶杯那个界限在哪里？ 你没办法分，对不对？
Where's the boundary between your mind and the cup?
也就是说，这个茶杯不是你的心，可是茶杯你要分说茶杯不是你的心，你又不知道哪个地方不是你的心，因为如果不是你的心，你看不到的。So
you're saying that the mug is not your mind. At the same time, you fail to separate which part of it is your mind and which part of it is the cup. So if you're saying the cup is not your mind, if it's truly not your mind, then you won't be able to perceive the cup at all.
所以如果这个再延伸，声音也是一样，就听到声音，声音会消失比较不难，就是色相或是身体，就可以用同样的原则。你摸到，你用心，摸到身体，请问哪一部分是？ 心哪一部分是身体，可不可以划分界限？
By extension, the physical body, if your mind has the ability to be aware of the body, which part of the body is the mind? Can you again draw the boundary, draw separate the two?
好、oh, 啊你用那个讲，你问题很好，你用这个麦克风讲啊。
我的问题是说，有些人他会灵魂出窍嘛，那他看到自己会躺在那个船上，那个船他看到的那个本身是不是心呢？也就是说是那个灵魂就是是不是就是我呢？
So the question is, some people have out of body experience, so they may be laying there, sitting there, and then they're.Spirit or whatever exit from the body, so they can see their physical body from above. So, what is it? The things that's being able to see, is it the mind? Is it the soul? What is it?
现在你是讲说那个身体是心，还是说那个 soul 是心？我要问问看。
那个 soul， 灵魂。
So my question to you is whether the body is the mind or the soul is the mind. And so the answer is the soul is the mind.
好、啊、很好、啊、就是很明显的你的身体不是心，对不对？那现在就是是不是灵魂，是不是心、啊、
So that's a great question, great answer. So obviously it's clear that we can see it now that the body is not the mind. Now the question is whether the so-called soul is the mind.
你有没有经验？
Do you have this experience yourself?
因为我有，所以才问。
啊，你有，你能不能叙述一下子啊、
？She has that experience herself, out of body experience, so that's why the question.
因为这是十几年以前的事，我刚来嘛，住在 basement， 我一个人住在那边，一个住在那边，身体很累了，很累的时候呢，那边工作也很忙呢，我就。不吃晚饭就躺下去睡着，那时候我就轻飘飘的啊，就自己出来了，起床了，看了一下起来了之后，哎，看到哎，怎么还有一个我躺在床上？那个时候我就叫了一声，我说佛祖救我，那个魂就掉下去了，就这样。
So Fashi has asked her to describe her experience, and she said this happened over a decade ago when I just arrived, and I was living in the basement, and I worked a lot, so I'm often exhausted. So that day, I was really tired from work, so I lay down resting, and then I felt very light. I thought I had got up already, but when I look back, turn around, I saw my body there, still laying there. So at that time... I gave out a cry. I said, "Oh, Buddha, help me!" And at that moment, she returned to her own body.
好，那现在，我再问你几个问题哈。你感觉轻飘飘，那个是物还是心？
应该是心来着吧。
So let me ask you a question. When you feel light, is that a object, a phenomenon, or is it the mind?
一个心来的。
你们认为是心的人请举手，就轻飘飘感觉的是心。
So this sensation of feeling light, raise your hand if you feel that it's the mind itself. if you think the sensation of lightness is the mind, raise your hand.
三票，赶快没关系啊，赶快。不是啊，认为那个是心的请举手。
If you feel sensation of lightness is the mind, raise your hand.
5, 6, 7. 那心本身呢，是被感知的，还是心的本身？就是说，你感觉轻飘飘的那个轻飘飘，是心本身，还是被感知的对象？被感知的对象我们叫做物了。没有，就要问那是物。如果说你认为那是心的，请举手嘛，可以啊。
Okay, so this sensation of feeling light, do you think it's a phenomenon? If you feel...
是它是心性本身还是被感知的对象，就是现象啊。
Okay, 哪一个要举手？
没事说。 就是说你认为是心，你认为是心的本身，请举手啊。
If you think that sensation is the mind itself, then please raise your hand.
还有一位的，哦，两位哈，好，至少两位。啊，其他人呢？我看其他人，其他中立派，我看有几位是中立派的，不举手的。认为不是心的请举，不是认为那不是心的请举手。
And if you feel it's not the mind, raise your hand.
啊。所以还是有些人是
So there are some in betweens, huh?
所以还是有些人是中立派的嘛，就上次可能是搞不清楚的哈。
So those who are in between neutral, you may still be kind of confused.
啊，很简单啦，你身体有没有种种感觉？就那个感觉是心本身，还是被感觉的那种感觉，或被感觉的现象？
So your body has all these different sorts of sensations. These are not the mind, it's phenomenon.
好，那再讲过来哈，你的心哈，比如说你不管什么状态，你突然间花解，你什么都感觉都没有，什么都感觉都没有，是那个是心还是被你感觉的现象？
And on the other hand, when you suddenly feel that I have no sensations at all, I don't feel any sensations, is that the phenomenon or is the mind itself?
这里面就是只要被你感觉的，不管有感觉没感觉，都是什么被你感觉的，它都是从那个叫都是相，不是心。
So.Anything that's being perceived or being aware by you, all of those are considered as phenomenon. They're not the mind itself.
所以当你轻飘飘的时候，轻飘飘如果是你的话，如果是你的心的话，那等下轻飘飘总是会不见嘛，对不对？不见的话，你心跑哪里去了？死掉了，对不对？
So when you have the sensation of lightness, it's a phenomenon. It's not the mind itself.Because after all, this sensation of lightness can disappear after a while. So once that sensation disappears, if you call that your mind, then where did your mind go? Did your mind disappear as well?
还有那个轻飘飘的从哪里来？
And where did this lightness sensation came from?
就是你心浮出种种感觉来，就被你感知的嘛。如果它是心本身，心本身怎么可以又是什么？我们说眼睛可以看到眼睛吗
？So there are all these different sorts of sensations or phenomena that arise from the mind, but if you call them the mind itself, then there's a logical conflict. Can your eye see your eye? So by extension, the mind cannot see the mind itself.
如果是心性本身，它可以感觉，但是又有变化的话，变化一定是被什么？被感知、被认知的对象是物，不是心本身。
So whatever phenomenon that you are perceiving or aware of, those things are all changing. So whenever things are changing, it's the phenomenon, not the mind itself.
还有你的心往上飘啊，飘是不是有个位置？
Also, when you feel that your so-called mind has float up, when you feel something is floating up, isn't there a position, a direction that it's going?
好，你现在你我现在问你，你现在你的心有没有位置？
By the same time, does your mind, your actual mind, has any position? Does it occupy a position in space?Or any directionality?
就说我现在说你现在你的心在哪里？心在有没有个位置
？If I ask you where's your mind right now, does your mind have a position? Is it somewhere?
你有位置，就是它是一个物嘛，可以指出来一定是一个物啊，对不对
？So if there's anything that can occupy space or has a position, then it has to be a phenomenon because it's an object.
我们刚才讲说心不是物，对不对？只要是不是物，它就没有什么，没有一个 或者是形象，他就没有一个位置，比如说他是在哪里，只有有位置才能够什么，有个物体才能够定说他在哪里。
As earlier was said, phenomenon is not the mind. If it's phenomenon an object, then there must be some sort of position where the phenomenon can reside, some sort of directionality. So without those, so the mind has no direction and no position.
所以你这样轻飘飘浮出来，然后你看你的身体，一定有一个感觉是能看的心，就像你们现在可以看我一样嘛，啊，那你我们现在每个人，大部分的人心都在身体里面，对不对？那这一个我讲说这个根本就不是心啊。
So when you feel that you're floating up and looking back in your body, it's similar actually to what you're feeling right now. Most of you are sitting here looking at me. You feel that your mind is in your body.But according to the Buddha, that's not right. The mind is not within the body.
因为我们平常，这部分还可以讲很久，哦，就是说我们一般人都认为心在身体里面，那佛法讲说这样的心是妄心。
This is actually a tenet that we can keep talking about for a very long time. Because usually our ordinary experience is our mind is inside the physical body, but the Buddha said it's not. That is a false thought, a false mind.
因为我们认为，住在身体里面这个心是我，所以当你死掉以后，你会感觉有个东西什么冉冉上升哦。那个本身是什么？有个东西冉冉上升，请问它是心还是物？
So, because usually we take this physical body as where the mind is, so oftentimes when people pass away, they experience this sensation where they are rising slowly to some places. But again, this sensation of rising, going somewhere, is that a phenomenon or the mind?
那我就不明白了，就好像那个人如果已经死掉了，跟我们现在坐在这里，他也是物，我也是物，那是不是就没有区别了吗？
有，那么对。
因为
好，再问了啊。然后坐在这边跟躺在
那
边。那
个区别在哪里？
好。
So now the question is now I'm even more confused. So if you say these are all objects.If someone who has passed away and having that sensation, same as me sitting here having that sensation of rising above, these are all objects. So does that mean there's no difference between the two?
那差别就是里面有司机，那一个没司机。
那个司机去哪里
了？啊，这样听得懂吗？
So the difference is for the person who's dead, there is a driver, a conductor. There isn't one inside, and whereas in our situation, there is a driver.
那个司机啊，我们死了以后，那个司机就跑掉了嘛，啊，现在里面我们现在里面有个司机嘛，这是最明显的差别，对不对？我们因为里面有司机，所以我们可以眼睛睁开，可以什么手动啊，就像你在超车有没有，可以让身体动啊，还有就是你可以让身体有呼吸有心跳。
So the main difference between someone who has passed away is that the commander has left, and as compared to us right now, the commander is still here, inside.在身体里面吗？
对啊，什么机？司机就是里面，你现在讲话那就是司机啦。
那the question is then who is the driver? Who is the commander?
那我可不可以说那个司机就是心？
哎，不是。
Then question is, then can I call that driver the mind itself?
如果是心的话，那是心没有错，可是不是真如。
不是真。
So the driver is mind, but it's not true suchness.
就是我们活人跟死人 一个蛮关键的，其实很多了啊，活人还要吃饭，死人也不用吃了，对不对？活人要睡觉，死人也不用吃，不用睡觉了。
So, back to what we're saying, there are a lot of difference between a live person and a dead person. A dead person doesn't have to eat, doesn't have to sleep.
好，那么这你可以想象啊，比如说我这个人，活生的人，我把他烧掉以后，你不管你讲灵魂也好，或是什么神识也好，这个东西会不会就不见了？
So, but if we take a live person and we burn this person to death, then what happens to the mind or the consciousness? Does that disappear as well?
因为我们认为里面有一个心啊，透过身体动，透过嘴巴讲话，透过眼睛看，我们会把那个当成是我的心，所以死了以后，这个东西又什么，又离开你的身体，那到又到另外投胎啊，又进去什么，就是 body 啊，或是你跑到上帝的身边，都是有一个东西啊。那霍瓦说，这个叫做什么？叫做神识，神识，这个叫神识啊。有一天你开悟，这个神识就叫做真如。
So right now we feel there is something inside the body that's doing all these different actions, but when we pass away, there's something leaving the body, going into another body, reincarnate, or going to sit by God, all these. But then after all, there's always this something. So in Buddhism, we call that actually a consciousness. 你说那个东西是个事，对不对？
就神事，
对。然后
当你有一天一开悟，那个神事叫真如。
But once you have become enlightened, this consciousness turned into true suchness.
然后神事啊，事跟真如，实际上是事跟智慧是同样的东西啊。它的最大的差别是神事是什么？有能有所，然后真如是无能无所。
So consciousness is the flip side of true suchness. But the main difference between this consciousness is it's operating with the sense of subject and object, whereas true wisdom, true suchness, operates without subject and object.
也就是说，我们现前在我们身体里面这个神识啊，这样就是真如。可是我们是有一个能知的心，那所感知的身体，有一个能知的心所感知的外面的人，那有一个能感知的心，那所感知的外面的声音，就是有能感知的心所感知的物或是对象，那这样的叫做神识。
So this consciousness that we have right now is the same, actually the same as true suchness, but it's consciousness right now because there is this subject that is doing all the perceiving, the awareing, but there are all these phenomena, these objects that's being aware, being perceived externally. But once that's gone, then it's true suchness.
那这个部分，当你没有能所的时候，身体你不再会把身体当成我，把念头当成我，然后这一个能所的分别心全部不见以后，然后你的心不在身体里面，但是也没有离开身体。
But once the sense of subject and object has completely disappeared, then you will no longer mistakenly take the body as the self.Or external phenomena as a self. 你说这些都不会。
你就没有，你没有，你不是身体，也没有离开身体。
So you will know that the mind is not the body. At the same time, it does not depart from the body.
也就是说，你这种状况，你看到什么都是你的心。
In other words, in that kind of situation, whatever you see, everything is the same as is your mind.
但是我们一般人是，我用我的身体，我的心躲在身体里面看你，就有什么能所。
But But what we're doing right now ordinarily is that we feel that the mind is inside the body. So through my body, I'm perceiving all external phenomena, looking at other people. So that is a pattern of having a subject and object.
你如果这样的话，可能我们有禅修经验，可能就会知道，比如说你看花，花就是我，我就是花，有没有这样经验？
For some of you who have meditation experience, you may have the experience where you look at the flowers and then you feel that the flower is the same as you, and you are the flower.
啊，不管你看什么，什么就是你，你就是什么。
And no matter what you are looking at, that object is you, and you are the same as the object.
如果是有没有同一的经验，其实同一经验那个这个还不是什么，还不我们这个心。
So that's the state of unification, but still that is not the mind itself.
不过有这样的经验比较容易了解，已经快接近了，快接近那个心了。
But if you have that experience already, even though it's still not the same, but you're already getting very, very close, and you'll be able to understand what I'm saying a lot better.
那像这样的话，你比较容易就是以这样的标准，你在生活当中，你就可以以这样的标准，哎，你胡出一个念头，你可以问问说，哎，这是我吗？还是念头？人家讲你是把声音当成你，还是声音是声音，还是声音，还有声音是你的心啊，这个比较更高的了哈。声音是你的心，还是声音里面没有我
？So if you can use that as a template, then in an everyday function, that you can ask whatever thought that arises in your mind, is it same as self? Or if someone is saying something, first you can ask, is there a self, someone in the sound? And then at a higher level, you can even say.Is the sound the same as my mind?
至少哈，你们可以什么呢？可以知道我们刚才已经分析很多了嘛哈。你要讲的话，那个不是你嘛，对不对？你可以用这种方式。可是对于说话就是我的心，你先记住这样就好了。反正有一天你话就你的心的时候，你可能大概有点看到你的真正的心性呢。
So at least from the starting point, we can.Listen to sound and understand that there's no people in it. But one day, maybe you will be able to see that the sound is no different than the mind itself. If you are already at that level, then it means that you have at least you're starting to have a taste of true suchness.
好，我们要问问题结束哈，因为我们已经超过时间了啊。不要问问题，私下再问了哈。
If you have more questions, you can talk to me afterwards. But today we're running out of time already.
啊，如果你听得不飒飒，也是很正常的。
But if it's still very, very fuzzy and confusing to you, don't worry, it's normal as well.
好，你们都是听不清楚。我们那边有书哈，书有证书，他们说我都没有推销哈。
Shifu's book is in the back that you can purchase. It's in Chinese. I need to promote it.
我今天是用另外一种方式讲，你们可能在看书的讲解，可能就比较容易懂了。
I'm approaching the topic from a different angle, not exactly the same as the book, but from using this as a springboard, it may become easier for you to understand the content of the book.